This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and welcome to the end of the traditional work week. This is a monstrous Friday, Steve Miggs.
Oh, I know why. You're wearing the sweater right now.
Well, of course.
Apple Cup weekend.
Yeah, I don't often trump a Blue Friday for Coug gear. It is still Blue Friday, and it's okay to wear that. But I am repping the Cougs because tomorrow is a very strange Apple Cup happening, you know, straight in the middle of the week. I mean, in the middle of the season. It's very odd.
Are you fired up?
I'm very fired up. It just doesn't feel right that it's on September 14th rather than the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
I was wondering if you could answer our question for me then.
Oh, God.
Okay. What do you get when you breed a WSU Cougar with a groundhog?
What?
6 more weeks of bad football.
Hilarious.
Why did the Wazoo, why did the Cougar grad cover her ears?
Why?
She was trying to hold in a thought.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I just found all these on the internet.
Well, as you can probably
imagine.
What
do Cougar football players always get on their final exams? Drool. No?
Those are pretty bad. Those are pretty bad.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I've got 3 flags on my flagpole today.
Okay, which one are you flying?
Cougs up top.
Okay.
Then the 12th man flag, and then my freak flag, baby.
Makes sense that the freak flag's the bottom.
Right? Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today is National Bald is Beautiful Day.
Did they make an exception with you?
I mean, you kind of deserve that one, Steve. Sorry.
Oh, shut up, Danny. One day I hope your hair falls off of your head. That's just rude. I've got nothing now. I've got absolutely nothing.
No wind
make
in the
exception.
Sail.
It's honestly really sad that they have an entire day for bald people. Like, they felt so bad that you guys get an entire day.
It's going to be one of these mornings, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to just stay home. I should have just stayed home.
Enjoy your 24 hours.
It's also National Peanut Day, and that's...
Our gallery here?
No, I think about my mom, who refused to let anybody see my kids, my pictures of me when I was a child or a baby, because I looked too much like a peanut head. So she wouldn't, it took me years for her to even let me hold a picture of me when I was just born. She was that embarrassed by me.
Oh my gosh.
So I got to deal with you guys. I got to deal with my mom. Now I got to deal with all this crap. On a Friday, here I am coming into work feeling good about life.
Wait, how'd you look? How did you think you looked when you saw your baby self?
Oh, I would have never shown that picture to anyone either. It was awful. I looked like Sloth from the Goonies. It was like The head definitely eventually kind of got a little bit more round. It was out there, man. Oh, it was a peanut head. It was really bad. Sorry, it was really, really bad. All right, let's talk about Hotels.com. They released a list of unusual room service requests. Have you ever made a weird room service request?
No. Just no? Probably the most normal ones.
I can't think of... Well, one time I had to request a plunger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that was weird and awkward and uncomfortable because they're like, we'll just come up there and help you. I'm like, just... No.
You want to do it yourself?
I don't want you guys to help me with this. I'm good, but thanks. So some of the things that people suggested, one person said that they requested burnt toast.
Oh.
A caviar hot dog. That must be some highfalutin place. Disgusting, I agree.
Yeah.
4 pounds of bananas. That must have been you, Taryn Daly.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
My favorite one, though, a high five from a team member. And the reason being, they wanted to make sure that you were reading their room service requests.
I mean, I guess that's kind of smart.
Wouldn't it have been awesome if the team member just flipped them off instead?
Yes.
It's like, I read it, but go F yourself. They also have a list of the strangest belongings that were left behind. Have you ever left anything behind?
Just earrings, usually.
Earrings.
I always forget some earrings.
I've forgotten my swim trunks once. I still had them hanging in the shower. I was okay with that. They were like a Target or a Kohl's special. So I was okay with losing the 20, 30 bucks.
You look like more of a Maxinista to me.
Are you trying to get on my good side now? I don't even know what that means.
TJ Maxx, baby.
Maxinista?
Yeah, Maxinista.
She's like, you're right. I'm out.
Some gambling site looked at how much it costs to tailgate at each NFL stadium in 2024. The average for four people is $205.17. Now, this price does vary a little bit depending on where you are.
Does that include, like, parking?
Because
I feel like if you're including parking, that doesn't seem all that crazy.
The parking is almost $205.17.
I think it's like 60 bucks nowadays.
It's really
right?
crazy.
It's kind of ridiculous.
The most expensive spot, the San Francisco 49ers. Their tailgate will cost you $292. Parking alone,
$132.
$132
to park?
Yeah. The other $160 will cover your food, water, soda, and 16 beers. So four beers per person.
So remove the water and you'll probably save a couple dollars.
Right? The rest of the top five, the most expensive tailgates are the LA Rams, the Dallas Cowboys, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Washington Commanders.
Hey, good thing. Seattle's not on there.
I was shocked we didn't make the list of the top, because it's expensive here.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did like a top 10. We would be in the top 10 for sure, because it's kind of insane. Now, our friend Sarah over here, I don't know if you've heard that she's obsessed with wanting to go not to a pro football game tailgate party, but sorry to tell you this right before the Apple Cup. You just rolled your eyes to the back of your head like the Undertaker. That was impressive. You want to go to a Huskies tailgate?
So bad. It was literally on my New Year's resolution to go to one during 2019, and I failed. And I failed. Yeah. How many years ago was that? And then COVID happened, yep. And I still haven't achieved my goal.
We should all go to a tailgate.
Yeah, I'll go, but I'm going to wear my Coug gear, even if it's not Apple Cup.
So you would go there wearing Coug gear
of
if we
course.
All went and we all rock Huskies gear, right?
Absolutely.
I got no problem with it. I got a Huskies hat.
I can rock some Coug gear.
I bought two shirts 5 years ago for this moment.
We can make it happen. I'm sure somebody out there has like a tailgate party. Email us, dms@ksw.com.
If we win the Apple Cup tomorrow, I am definitely wearing Coug gear to the Husky tailgate.
Well,
look at the look on your face.
Let's go, Cougs!
And you're not going to win.
Yes, we are.
And in other news, we're hiring because she's probably not going to make it out alive.
We gotta put her like on a leash. That way, she can't run from us. She's just stuck with us.
I would love that.
And the pictures of all of us having a great time, all in Huskies gear, and you just having a sour face.
Oh,
that'd be fantastic.
No, it's not going to happen.
Mariners, they play tonight. They are taking on the Texas Rangers at home. So go Mariners. That's the DMD, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs. Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. you remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Which band do you think has the highest grossing rock tour of all time? And no, Taylor Swift's backing band does not count.
Okay.
And it's not Limp Bizkit.
No, Taylor Swift has like the highest grossing of just all of music.
Oh, but, yeah.
And I mean, the more she tours, the more she crushes that record. But this is rock bands.
So they tabulated the numbers. And the top grossing band is in. It is... A Dream of Power.
I like Coldplay, but I am booing this selection of a song. I hate. I'm only a Coldplay fan, just like Radiohead. First three records, then I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
I would also like to point out that, again, Steve sent me the list without telling me what songs to play. Yeah. So I just went top song, and this was their top song.
I can't argue that it's probably their most popular song with everybody. But, man, I like some of their older stuff.
The Music of the Spheres World Tour has grossed $945.7 million.
Dude, they do stadiums. They do those big festivals. I mean, they're doing like, you know, they'll do like Lumen Field. I mean, they're just, it's crazy that the first time I ever saw Coldplay was at the Showbox.
Oh, wow.
Which, I mean, it was their very first U.S. show. They just came over to America. They did like an end session, got to see that too. That was pretty cool.
Were a lot of people wearing yellow?
No.
Sorry, it was a bad.
But all the lights went yellow, and I thought it was the most mind-blowing thing. Also, I smoked a lot of weed back in those days. But, you know, turning the lights on yellow when they're singing yellow, I was like, this is just next level.
Do you hear how edgy this guy is? He was smoking doobies at the Coldplay concert.
Yeah. Some of the Ooh. Devil's cabbage. I was probably the most badass person there.
You're going to be the most badass person at Limp Bizkit tonight, Steve Miggs.
You better watch out.
Are you ready to round out the rest of the top five? These are the highest grossing rock tours of all time.
So anyone else seen Coldplay or am I the only idiot?
Nope. Aww.
Okay. Just make it. Maybe you went for, you know, a bet. I don't know. You lost a bet and had to go. I don't know. I've seen them more times than I can remember.
Oh, Lord. Here is number two.
Now, would you consider Elton John, though, rock?
Hell yeah.
Really?
I don't know if I would.
He rocks pretty damn hard.
Is this one of those examples?
Maybe not so much Tiny Dancer.
I mean, I can entertain the argument that some people would consider him a rock artist or a rock band, but he's not a rock band. He's just a boot. I just consider him pop.
Yeah.
Right?
And I've never seen him
and
in
he's
concert.
He's about as rock as Taylor Swift, I feel.
I've never seen him in concert, but the Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, $939.1 million.
But as rock as Taylor Swift, and he also probably wears just as many sequences as Taylor Swift in a concert. Yeah, I've never seen Elton John, though. I would love to see Elton John. I don't think he's touring anymore, right?
I think he's completely farewelled now.
And none of us have seen him.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Coming in at number three on the list of the top highest grossing rock tours of all time.
Both of your faces right there. I wish I would have had a camera rolling.
I say that, but I kind of wish I would have seen you two at some point. I've had a couple of opportunities, and I passed it up, and then now I look back, I'm like, it would have been cool to see them back when I wasn't as disgusted by their music.
I've never been able to get into U2, but my husband loves them, and he's always like, if you just would go see them with me, and I said, it doesn't matter if the ticket is free, I will not go with you.
Oh, so that's your...
I just really can't stand this band.
So you couldn't even sit through a concert?
Mm-hmm. I don't think I could.
What about at the Sphere? Because they did the Sphere, right?
I'd rather see the Eagles at the Sphere than U2.
Wow.
Honestly.
No, I'd much rather go see U2.
The U2 360 tour has grossed $736.4 million. Coming in at number four.
They get the last laugh, Taryn. Who cares if you're not going to go see them? I think enough people have seen them that they're doing okay. Yeah.
Number four on the list of the highest grossing rock tours of all time.
Now we're cooking with butter. Give me that cowbell, Steven Adler.
The Not In This Lifetime tour has grossed $584.2 million.
I've seen them when they reunited with Slash. And Duff, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Axl and the Guns Imposers when he hired a bunch of guys and they did like the Tacoma Dome. It was pretty good. I still wish I could go back in time though and see the original five.
Oh my gosh, that's been legendary. Rounding out the top five, the top grossing rock tours of all time. Hey, hey, hey. That's what I say.
I mean, would you consider them rock? I'm kidding.
Oh, I've seen them twice. In recent years, they were fantastic. They can take my money every time. A Bigger Bang tour grossed $558 million.
I saw them once, and I only lasted a couple songs. Not because I thought they sucked. I'm just not a big Rolling Stones fan. I just wanted to go so I could say I've seen the Rolling Stones.
So did you enjoy? Did they have an opener that you were excited about or anything? Or
I think it was Dave Matthews.
Oh, wow.
And actually, I enjoyed Dave Matthews more.
He's pretty great.
He was fantastic.
He is not on this list, though.
No, but I'm sure he's doing okay financially.
Oh, yeah.
So I've seen three of the five. How about you?
Two of the five.
Danny, zero of the five?
Zero.
Sarah, zero of the five. No, Mastodon, zero. I know. Now that you're a metal babe.
Yeah, it's not Lamb of God, you guys. Come on.
Right.
206-803-ROCK. We want to know, have you seen any of these bands that have the highest grossing rock tours of all time? Coldplay, Elton John, U2, Guns N' Roses, or the Rolling Stones? Call in now if you have ever seen any of these bands live. 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. We want to know, have you ever seen any of these bands in concert? Coldplay, Elton John, U2, Guns N' Roses, or the Rolling Stones? They are the highest grossing rock bands of all time. And we want to know what you thought of the show.
I've been 3 for 5 for me. Was it 2 for 5 for you?
2 for 5 for me.
And 0 for 5 for Danny and Sarah.
206-803-ROCK. Jessica, you're in Everett, but you traveled a great distance to see Guns N' Roses.
I did, yeah. A pretty far distance. I went all the way to Tokyo.
Okay, I saw them in Tacoma, but that's no Tokyo.
Well, to be fair, I didn't go to Tokyo for them. They just happened to be playing there while I was there. And, of course, I had to take advantage. It was amazing.
So, Jessica, you like I do this all the time. Wherever I'm going, like we went to San Diego, I'm like, what bands are playing while we're there? Because how cool. So that and you saw Guns N' Roses playing. Where did they play?
It was actually a festival that was going on. I think a 2-day festival. I only went to the 1 day, but they had all kinds of random bands. Weezer was there. I got to see Weezer. Hoobastank.
Yeah.
Remember that
you
band?
You.
It was a little while ago, but oh my God, it was so fun.
Worth the money?
So worth the money. Absolutely.
And who was in Guns N' Roses when you saw them? Was it Axl and a bunch of hired hands, or was Slash and Duff part of it as well?
I did see Slash. Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
Right on, Jessica.
Steve, in Bellevue, you also saw GNR in the early 90s?
Yeah, that's right. The Use Your Illusion tour at the Tacoma Dome. And that was with I believe that was all the original members. They may have subbed in Soren on drums,
yes.
But everybody else was there.
Was that the show with Metallica and Faith No More, or was that a different tour?
No, that was a different tour. It was an awesome show. So much so that my buddy Johnny bought a $25 concert shirt, and we were like broke college kids. We lost Johnny, couldn't figure out where he was, found him passed out on my car. He had puked all over the front of his $25 concert shirt and totally puked all over the front of it. And we're like, Johnny, what's up, man? Oh, I was in the pit. I couldn't get out of the pit, so I just puked on myself.
Oh,
well,
no.
That's one way to get out of the pit.
Poor yeah, Johnny.
Make room for Johnny.
Dude, I remember paying for a pay-per-view back in the day when they'd have pay-per-views. They would do pay-per-view concerts, and one was for Guns N' Roses during the Use Your Illusion tour, and opening for them was Soundgarden.
Oh,
and dang. It was. I have it on VHS somewhere, so if you ever want to borrow it.
You know I do.
Yeah.
I got a VHS player somewhere. Steven and Everett, you saw 3 out of the 5 bands, just like Steve Miggs. Which 3 did you see?
I've seen Coldplay. I've seen Guns N' Roses, well, the Hired Hands version.
Okay.
And I saw U2.
And so of those 3, which one was your favorite?
The Coldplay one.
And Stevie is this is our buddy Stevie, Green Bay Packers fan, and you're a massive metalhead, Hatebreed and Megadeth. So for you to say that Coldplay was your favorite of those, that's a testament to how good they are live.
Yeah, the kind of side reason we wanted to go see them because Fiona Apple was opening.
I saw her at the Moore Theater once and it was so great.
Absolutely. 206-803-ROCK if you've ever seen Coldplay, Elton John, U2, GNR, or the Rolling Stones.
And all 5 of them have been seen by our production director, the man, the myth, the legend, the voice of Straight to the Comments, Jason.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
So you've seen all 5?
All 5. Yeah, Coldplay multiple times, U2 2 or 3 times, Rolling Stones once, Elton John when he was touring with Billy Joel at Wrigley Field, did 2 nights there, saw that, and then who was the 5th one?
GNR?
GNR, yes. GNR was in a little campground 4-H Fairground in northwestern Illinois with Metallica on a tour in the early 90s. I want to say 94 or 95 in Pecatonica, Illinois, and just a nightmare scenario to get in and get out of there. But
like White River.
Worse than White River. Oh, I mean, small town, man. Fairground, worse than White River, but phenomenal.
Worth it. If you could go back and see one of those bands one more time of the five, which would you go see again?
Oh, you're going to hate my response to this,
no,
but it's U2. It was after the attacks on 9/11, and they were playing United Center, and they pulled these big drapes up that were linen drapes, and they put every person's name on there as they sang the song Walk On in tribute to everyone who lost their lives on 9/11. And it gives me chills right now talking about it. There's nothing more moving than that moment.
Sure. So that was your favorite of the five?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I remember seeing that, and that was just incredible what they did there.
And then Coldplay after that, and then Elton John. And I mean, everyone was great for a different reason. There's not one that I really like over the other, but that experience with U2 United Center, just chilling.
Yeah.
Mm. Chilling.
206-803-ROCK. Have you seen any of these five bands, Coldplay, Elton John, U2, GNR, or Guns N' Roses? Or the Rolling Stones, excuse me. Chris and Everett, you saw two of the five.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, hey. I saw the Steel Wheels tour for the Rolling Stones. It was like 94. They were playing with Guns N' Roses. Can't remember what tour it was, but they came out with Knocking on Heaven's Door. Saw them with In Living Color.
Oh, I remember that tour. Yes.
Yeah, they rocked, man.
Yeah, that was when Living Color just broke big with Cult of Personality.
Oh yeah, Bob from Tacoma, you saw U2 at the Paramount, and they got a guy from the crowd to do what?
Well, I was watching him, and a guy from the crowd handed a cassette tape to Bono, and Bono made a statement about how that's how they started, was a garage band handing somebody a tape, and so they pulled him up on stage and handed him a guitar. And they wanted him to play with the band, and the guy just stood there, and Bono, they stopped, and Bono asked him what's wrong, and he said, I play the drums. So he hopped on the drum kit, and that kid rocked. It was amazing.
So he played a U2 song with them?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, in a small venue, Paramount. And that was in their Surrender tour when they before they really got big and started playing the great big huge venues.
I would have liked to have seen them back in those days, like, you know, Joshua Tree and earlier. I feel like that there were some good U2 songs.
Oh, it was amazing. Probably one of the best concerts that I'll remember the rest of my life.
Bob, did you ever find out if that guy, did his band make it, the guy with the cassette?
It was Dave Grohl.
Never followed up, never knew who he was.
It was Dave Grohl.
That was his 5 minutes
and
of fame.
And that's Kurt Cobain spotted him and said, you know what, he should be our drummer.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.